If I wanted to help restore these six events to a family member or someone else who was lost, I wouldn't necessarily talk about the church or the gospel at first. I would start by building a relationship with him, if he were open at all. I would listen to him. I would try to get him to share his concerns and self-doubts in an atmosphere that would assure him he would not be judged. I would listen to him so deeply and empathically that I could really get inside his agenda and understand his mind and heart from his own frame of reference. As the Savior put it, you cannot put new wine in old bottles. I would affirm him as a child of God, a person of infinite worth who is precious to our Heavenly Father. I would get my heart close to his heart, and I would serve him, even sacrifice for him, in a way that would show him I truly love him and believe in him. I would pray for him and let him know that I am doing so. If he would let me, I would also pray with him. I would testify of the Father's love for him. Little by little, I would try to help him discover his identity and his relationship with God. At the right moment, I would tell him what Christ and the atonement mean to me. I would express my love for the Savior in such a way that he could sense the sincerity and the depth of that love. I would tell him that I'm not an ideal person, but that I am trying to change and become better. If he became centered on me, he would lose faith as he discovered my weaknesses. So I try to get him centered on Christ, who is perfect. As the Spirit began to work on him, he might ask me how he could get closer to the Lord. I would explain that we do that through the ordinances and covenants of the priesthood. I would teach him how the sacrament renews us and how the Holy Ghost works, describing these blessings in such a way that he would want to be worthy of them. Working with his priesthood leaders, I would gradually try to get him involved in some responsibility in the church, perhaps a very small one at first. After he began to mature in his experience in the church, I would help him prepare to go to the temple, where the eternal family is created, and to fulfill his role in that eternal family. Through the six transcendent events of the restoration, the Lord has made the gospel available to the entire human family. And in doing so, he has given us a divine pattern to use in our own lives and in our roles as parents, teachers, missionaries, leaders, and friends. It's a perfect system for restoring the gospel to all of our Heavenly Father's children, because we all knew these truths before we were born. And this should be very encouraging to us as we work to help our family members and others regain the light and knowledge they once had.